WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next month, the Bryan City Council is supposed to receive a presentation about changing the municipal golf course into a super park. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says there are three long-running issues with the course. One is irrigation.
Made some small improvements. They're more as this aesthetics type, so the course and the area is a little more attractive visually. But in order for us to have a course that could reach a higher standard, a new irrigation system, an upgraded irrigation system.
Then there's drainage, and Walker, who golfs there, says he hears all the time from other players about changes that need to be made to the 10th hole. Whatever the future holds for that land, it includes a body of water that at one time was nicknamed Lake Arsenic due to high levels of the cancer-causing chemical from a plant that closed 20 years ago. Walker says, according to state authorities, the lake water is safe while the bottom needs to be dredged again. In and outside of city limits, local law enforcement are investigating two more bouts of vehicle burglaries. College Station police received 10 reports on Saturday, along with the theft of a pickup that's believed to have been driven by the burglary suspects. There was no forced entry. 9 of the 10 cases were on either Spring Garden or Hunter Creek. South of College Station last Wednesday night, Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says someone made off with personal property from 7 unlocked vehicles. College Station police has announced 2 arrests from 4 robberies during the last week of May. According to arrest reports, 21-year-old Roderick Washington and 22-year-old Tremar Gilbert of College Station gave detectives details of what happened during holdups on Dominic Drive, Harvey Road, and near Associates Avenue behind Sam's Club. They're also accused of striking someone in the head on Lincoln Avenue before taking personal property. Both were taken to the Brazos County Jail, where both men are being held without bond. College Station fire investigators say they cannot determine the cause of a fatal house fire on Eagle Avenue that took place more than 2 weeks ago.
The entire scene was looked at. We tried to eliminate all the sources there at the scene. It just, because of the damage, we were unable to pinpoint exactly what caused it.
Fire department spokesman Eric Dotson says the cause of death of the victim, Janet Davis, remains under review by a medical examiner. Contrary to social media speculation, Bryan police has made no arrests in 2 armed robberies last week at Reveille Ranch Apartments. Online at WTAW.com, you can read suspect descriptions. WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call. Find out about their checkup program, making sure that your heater and air conditioner, kind of the air conditioner more than the heater these days, is working as it should. Give them a call at 690-2278.
Partly to mostly sunny throughout the region and hot today, 95 to 100. Isolated thunderstorm is a possibility, but it's not a high possibility. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to be near 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs near 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. A shower or thunderstorm possible. Lows will be 70 to 75. And then clouds, some showers and thunderstorms Wednesday. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. World Championship accolades heading back to Aggie Land. A&M Women's basketball released their schedule for the upcoming year, and it's tough early. The Hall of Fame announced for baseball. The Bombers win again, and more coming up in sports at about 6:50.
I mean, Rob tries to make it sound like it's a foregone conclusion that we'll have rain. I mean, you hear that? And it's good. I like that. I like the attitude.
Solid chances.
Yeah, well, 20% and 30%, if you want to call that solid,
it
that's
is.
Fine. And again,
it's Texas. I'll take
in Texas in July? That's
right.
That's pretty solid.
Later on today, we'll talk about thunder and lightning, and we may do it every day this week.
After what happened this weekend?
Yeah. What happened this weekend?
Venice Beach?
Venice Beach, guy got zapped. Yeah. And then
in Venice, Florida, a guy got hit by an airplane. I heard that back to back. Hear that?
And another guy got hit by lightning 2 miles up the beach playing golf.
Well, you know.
In Venice.
We're not telling people to go to Venice. You know, we're just saying, and that's part of what the story's about. What to do when they have thunder and lightning. I mean, pay attention.
Lay down in your gondola.
That's it. Anyway, we'll hope for that. In the meantime, evidently the guy who was living in Austin trying harder than most to sell his condo on hotpads.com, he forgot to put his clothes on before going through snapping pictures in all the rooms.
So lots of reflection pictures are
And if it's just not weird enough that you're walking around like that, taking pictures in the nude, where is your brain when you walk into the bathroom that has the wall-to-wall mirrors in it? Anyway, I don't know if the listing is still up there. I'm not sure if he sold the house. I'm not sure what happened, but my thought is that you probably ought to think that through before you go wandering through taking pictures.
Ideally.
Yeah.
That's why we're here to remind
info.
Nation.
Yes, just in case. Note to self. Actually, before even breaking out the camera, just make sure you're clothed. Because, you know.
Bachelor, I assume.
I have no idea. No.
Probably is now.
Yeah, well, again, they printed his address in the story. I didn't see any reason we needed to do that.
Well.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
It's 6:13. It's July the 28th. That makes it, day 209. Got 156 of them to go. It's National Milk Chocolate Day. Again, seems like that could probably do better than a day.
One would think.
It's Buffalo Soldiers Day, and it's Singing Telegram Day, which I don't know that they do anymore. Do they do that anymore? I thought they had discontinued.
I don't know.
This is the anniversary of the very first one ever back in 1933. That's the reason it's that day, but not sure they do. Anyway, four birthdays.
And only like three or four birthdays. I'm exaggerating, but not by much. Soulja Boy is 24 today.
Oh. And we're at work.
The one-hit wonder extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Berkley in Showgirls and Saved by the Bell, 42. Alexis.
Wait, you actually named something else she was in.
Well, Saved by the Bell is where she started.
Oh, that's right.
That's all I knew her from initially.
Yeah, and apparently that was a really horrible television show.
It was, I enjoyed it.
But not as bad as the movie.
Was there a movie? I don't even know.
Yeah, no. The movie
she was Showgirls
in.
Was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Widely panned.
Yeah.
Alexis Arquette is 45. With, of course, Patricia, David, Roseanne. Very strong lineage.
Uh-huh.
Lori Loughlin is 50. That's Uncle Jesse's wife, Rebecca, in Full House.
Yeah.
Sally Struthers, 67 years old. Everybody knows her from All in the Family. Most everybody knows her from the Save the Children.
Yeah, she filled out.
I didn't know. Yes, she did. I didn't know this, but Money Magazine did backgrounds on a lot of the charities.
Okay.
Save the Children, apparently, is one of the most effective charities there is.
Oh, very good.
And finally, Jim Davis, the guy that created Garfield, is 69.
Ah. Oh. Well, I got a couple of others. Linda Kelsey, you might have remembered her from Lou Grant a long time ago, 68. Scott Pelley, guns up, he's a Texas Tech Red Raider, reads the news on CBS. He's 57 today. Bill Bradley, who was a basketball star and then the United States Senator, 71. I actually went to find half birthdays just to see if there are any out there. So happy 78 and a half to Alan Alda today. Happy 64 and a half to Barbie Benton.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, happy 37 and a half to Joey Fatone. And happy 33 and a half to Elijah Wood, a kid actor. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there we go. In the meantime, Mayura Dasanyake. Mayura Dasanyake, store agent.
What did Brown do?
Yeah, right, a convenience store person in Houston. Took care of a group of armed robbers who attempted to hold up the store where he worked. He did that earlier this month. He's behind the counter when he saw his coworker pull up into the parking lot. He had been to the bank, okay? So he's apparently followed by a group of men in an SUV because they saw him leave from the bank. He gets out of his car. They start beating him up. So Mayura decides to call on his background, which is a five-time MMA champion who's been training for more than a decade.
Oh, this is not going to... No.
Yeah, yeah. Immediately sprang into action, running out into the parking lot, defending his co-worker, kicked the first guy in the face, punched another guy. Those assailants immediately run off, leaving one guy there. It's a one-on-one with a five-time MMA champion. It did not go well. Thought he was maybe armed with a gun or a knife, so he just basically held the guy, as it says here, in submission. My thought would be pavement and face meeting. Not sure.
More than likely, yeah.
Just used his training in the ring and somehow was able to subdue the guy until police arrived. Once again, not a good idea to do any kind of crime, and you never know who you might run into.
Absolutely not.
617.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so just in the last few months, Russia has been able to annex Crimea. ISIS has established a caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and Israel has been forced to launch a ground offensive in Gaza. And Russia is now being accused of shooting down a passenger plane. Now, needless to say, the international landscape is awfully tenuous, and yet there is a disturbing lack of what? Urgency on the part of your president. Now, amazingly, Obama's own press secretary this week claimed that Obama has substantially improved global tranquility. Now, with each of these international events, it becomes more clear that this president lacks vision and strategy. And guess what? In this vacuum of perceived weakness, we're allowed ambitious actors like Putin to literally step up and fill that void. Rome is burning.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wow, and the computer just crashed. Well, that's kind of fun. Yeah, let's see. Well, in the meantime, we can always go do one more weather forecast for you. Look for a high temperature today, about 96 or so. Low temperature tonight, probably be about 76 or so. Heat index today around 102. Winds will be out of the southwest at about 5 miles per hour. Other than that, look for seasonal temperatures all week long, and they're saying a 20 to 30% chance of showers. Yeah, we'll see how all that works out. Anyway, right now we're looking at 76 degrees.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Retail sector, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Two discount retailers have a merger deal. Dollar Tree has agreed to buy Family Dollar stores for $9 billion. Activist investor Carl Icahn had been pushing for a sale of Family Dollar, which has more than 8,100 stores across the country. A possible merger in the medical products industry could set the stage for another American company to move overseas to lower its tax rate. The Wall Street Journal says Hospira is interested in buying buying Danone's medical nutrition business for around $5 billion. Amazon has added a 3D printed product store to its site. Amazon says there are more than 200 products that can be printed on demand. Customers get to choose materials, sizes, styles, and color variations. Stock market futures have turned mixed as Wall Street prepares for the new trading week. Tyson Foods posted stronger quarterly results this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right, it's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-0881. 800-821-0881.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, another hot week. So it's like the wind chill factor, the heat index is supposed to tell you how hot it really feels.
Right.
Using calculations of temperature, humidity, and some other factors. So if you're wondering...
Is it the Fizzlick that you like to talk about?
Yeah, that's the Fizzlick. Who came up with this heat index?
John J. Fizzlick.
No, it was actually Robert G. Stedman.
No kidding.
An academic... textile researcher wrote a paper.
Really?
Yep. Wrote a paper in 1979 called An Assessment of Sultriness. All right.
His wife went, what are you studying?
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, laid out the factors that affect how hot a person feels under a set of given conditions. In order to experience the actual heat index sensation, as determined by Mr. Stedman, you need to weigh 147 pounds and be 5'7". So in other words, people have a different heat index than you do. I mean, that's why if you talk to somebody who's fat and you say it doesn't feel hot to you and they say it feels hot to them, it's because they're fat. I guess that's what he's trying to tell us in an indelicate way. And, of course, everybody that you know is 5'7 and weighs 147 pounds. But don't forget also, you have to be wearing long pants and a short sleeve shirt. Then you start walking just over 3 miles per hour into a slight breeze in the shade. If you're in the sun, you go ahead and tack on an extra 15 degrees to calculate your heat index. Those are the assumptions used in calculating the heat index. Once again, you are 5'7", weigh 147, and you wear long pants and a short sleeve shirt, and you start walking at 3 miles per hour in a slight breeze in the shade.
I'm thinking he was just walking around saying, it's about 105 degrees right now.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, it's grant money. I'll go ahead and spend it. All right, here's what your grant money will tell you right now. Look for a high temperature today, about 96 or so. And the heat index, according to what Mr. Stedman calculated, would be 102 degrees. Yeah, 75 for a low temperature tonight, then 95, 96, something like that. Oh, wait. But it's Friday. It says we might not even make 80 and 90 degrees. 88 is what they're saying the high is going to be on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. But again, that's 5 days from now. Let's see what they're saying Thursday as far as our Friday high is concerned. But every day we do have a shot of showers, which means there's a little bit of humidity out there. And so as a result, it may pop up and give Somebody showers. 91% relative humidity right now, and the weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order's ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Many of us struggle with getting and staying organized, but with a few simple steps, you can be well on your way to success. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. If you're one of those people who would like to be more organized, there are a few simple tips that can really help.
Well, one is really to start each day making the bed. And it sounds real simple and silly, but it really sets the tone for the day. It's the first thing you can say you've accomplished for the day.
Professional organizer Sue Crum, author of the book Clear Your Clutter.
And our bed is 80% of the master bedroom. So just that one activity of pulling the covers back into place can give a sense of calm and control back to an individual.
Another effective strategy is to assign a home for everything.
And that's what happens with the stress of trying to get out the door in the morning, whether it's car keys or a bill that somebody was going to mail or something that was being turned in at the schoolhouse. If it doesn't have a place to live before it launches out the door, then it's like, where is that permission slip? Where is that money for the field trip? You know? And that doesn't start the day off really well.
Getting organized is best accomplished by starting small.
If we build on the small success of one junk drawer, one part of the refrigerator, one desk where we're doing our work, sometimes it's people, too, that we need to declutter from our lives, relationships that aren't going so well. It all is connected, and it can get us out of control.
You can get Sue's free ebook by visiting her website, which you can link to from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Whatever the future holds for the land now used as the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course, city officials continue to monitor the body of water that old-timers refer to as Lake Arsenic. That's due to the high levels of the cancer-causing chemicals from the plant that closed 20 years ago. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says, according to state officials, the quality of the lake water is okay, and for the most part, so is the sediment on the lake bottom.
However, there still are what they call a few hot spots, and they want to see those. I don't know if they dissolve or what happens to them. I'm not a chemist or a scientist, but they want to see those at a little better rate.
Walker says at some point, the lake bottom needs to be dredged again. Last year, the final owner of the chemical plant entered an agreement with the U.S. Interior Department that included paying $1.1 million for what was described as a natural resource restoration activities. That's after the plant produced from 1944 until 1993 a variety of chemicals, including arsenic acid, that made its way into the municipal lake and Finfeather Lake. Local law enforcement continues to remind motorists, if you're not going to lock your vehicles, remove your valuables. On Saturday, College Station police took 10 reports of vehicle burglaries where there was no forced entry. 9 of the 10 took place on Hunter Creek and Spring Garden, along with the theft of a pickup that officers believe was used by the thieves. That follows 7 burglaries reported by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office last Wednesday night. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says all the cases south of College Station near FM 2154 involved unlocked vehicles.
I don't know if it's an individual, 2 or 3 folks, but cruising the neighborhood, just pulling on doors if it's unlocked, they're rifling through their vehicles.
Stewart says if you're not going to lock your vehicles, remove your valuables. The most valuable items taken from the grab-and-go burglaries were a pistol and a billfold containing credit cards. The recent arrest of 2 College Station men for 4 robberies during the last week of May was aided by a video of a possible attempted robbery on the Texas A&M campus last month. There wasn't enough information available last month for university police to move forward with criminal charges, according to arrest reports, but the video and a confidential informant assisted College Station police. Detectives say 22-year-old Tremar Gilbert and 21-year-old Roderick Washington confessed to the robberies. Investigators say more charges are possible, and the pair, who were arrested, remain held in Brazos County Jail without bond. The investigation into the first fatal house fire in College Station in almost 2 years continues. Fire Department spokesman Eric Dotson says the cause of death of Janet Davis is still under review.
It's not complete as far as the cause of determination. It is, but the report is not complete because we haven't got the results back from the ME's office.
As for the cause of the fire more than 2 weeks ago on Eagle Avenue, Dotson says it will be listed as undetermined due to the amount of fire damage on the second floor and down the stairway. The Bryan Police Department's investigation of 2 armed robberies at the same apartment complex over a 3-night period last week went viral. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that's after online speculation began that Texas A&M football player was arrested.
So I put a tweet there that no arrests had been made. And then I also, I did not mean to single that person out as in to accuse that person. So then I went and retweeted it on my, which is what I should have done in the first place, tweeted it on the police department website that no arrests have been made. It is still under investigation, that it has not, that case has not been closed out yet.
The 2 victims gave differing suspect descriptions. Anyone with information on what happened at Reveille Ranch is asked to call Bryan Police. Friday night, just after 8, you may have seen at least 7 law enforcement vehicles outside a convenience store in Bryan at Briarcrest and Wildflower. That's after a Texas Ranger located a car and followed it to the C-store. 4 Bryan police officers assisted, followed by a pair of DPS troopers. According to the Bryan police arrest report, there were 3 people inside the car. The driver, 18-year-old Michael Bradley of Caldwell, was arrested for unauthorized use of the car, disorderly conduct for swearing at the officers, and having no driver's license. He was being held in the Brazos County Jail without bond on an arrest warrant from Burleson County, accusing him of injuring a child or a disabled person. University of Texas System Regents have a Tuesday meeting to possibly name a finalist in their search for a new chancellor to oversee the 15-campus system. There are at least 2 candidates being considered. One is Admiral William H. McRaven, who coordinated the operation to kill Osama bin Laden. Also reportedly in the running is Richard Fisher, the president and chief executive of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we will be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly sunny for today. Temperatures making their way up to 95 to 100. There's less than a 30% chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight, lows around 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow. There could be a stray thunderstorm in the afternoon, high of 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday, chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports here in just a shake. With the World Junior Championships going on, A&M has pulled a few medals back here to Aggieland. Also, the non-conference schedule for A&M women's basketball has been released. Hall of Fame for baseball and the Brazos Valley Bombers win again. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 13 minutes.
Now, you see, that was a rather pessimistic-sounding weather forecast there. The other one was a little more lighthearted with that chance.
He was probably listening.
Yeah, probably so. Decided I'll change it up, make it a little nicer, so... We'll see. All right, so CNN and ORC International did a poll. If the election were held today, Mitt Romney beat Barack Obama. So now, huh? What's the purpose of that?
Whatevsky.
Yeah, 53 to 44. Oh, but Hillary had beat Romney 55 to 42, so there you go.
Oh, well. Good.
Whatever. Just whatever. I guess they just wanted to get out there and... do some sort of a poll.
They have to keep their jobs.
That's right. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Not-So-Bright didn't pull any punches yesterday. She was on Face the Nation. She said, to put it mildly, the world is a mess. Thank you, Madeleine. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. She added, there are an awful lot of things going on that need understanding and explanation. Yeah. And once again, the president continues to raise money. He's really good at that. He's the money grubber in chief rather than the commander in chief. Let me. Somebody called him. Oh, Steve Scalise, the majority whip from Louisiana. He said the president has a lot of time on his schedule to secure fundraisers, but he's not securing our borders. So there you go.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, it is. And I think that Senator Cruz called him the fundraiser in chief or something like that. So they were out there. Trying to bang that pot. It doesn't matter. You know, he's going to have the job until he doesn't, and he's going to go raise money. He doesn't really care what you think or us or any of us. You know, we're just here to pay our taxes, right? Just do your part.
He's just got somebody working overtime to start booking speeches.
That's right. So he can do that and, you know, look for a house out in California for him. John Cornyn was on This Week on ABC yesterday. He said, this is our senior senator, okay? A solution beats no solution every day.
Not necessarily if it's the wrong solution.
And nobody's offered an alternative, so I hope we will act. We'll see. And it sometimes there is a, you know, don't forget, they're going to be leaving to come back to their districts. I think, as Bill Flores called it, a district work period.
Yes, I think that is correct.
Yeah, we called it a vacation. But,
yes.
You know, anyway. But quite often there is this rush just before they leave town to actually vote on something. And so there is a chance, in fact, that the Senate actually could vote on something Friday. We're not sure what, but the House is not scheduled to be in session this Friday. So theoretically, the Senate could be in session if there's a bill that needs action. So far this year, the Senate has not conducted a roll call vote on a Friday. The last time the Senate held a Friday vote was December 20th, 2013. So, I mean, but think about that for a minute, okay? That means that senators have had every Friday off from legislative work for the last 7 months. Yeah, that's right. We're paying them to do that. Here's something that's kind of interesting, though. And a lot of people who actually work at Capitol Hill probably don't know that there is a federal law on the books which requires the Congress to adjourn sine die, which is without another date in mind or named, by July 31st of each year.
Really?
They must. Yes, they must.
So that's now, a law.
It is, by law. Now, again, what that means is without a specific day or until further, it's kind of like until further notice, all right? What if we just don't let them come back? What do you think?
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Change the door locks.
Yeah, exactly. The law requiring that is the Legislative Reorganization Act of 1970, which continued a provision that had been in the Legislative Reorganization Act of 1946. So there you are. Just you can't do that. Yeah. Again, doesn't matter. They will come back. We know they will. But the whole idea was for Congress to get its work done and then get the heck out of Dodge. And all that came from the fact that they didn't have air conditioning back in the day.
Well,
it was too dang hot to be there.
That's true.
You know. So
now the idea of voting on legislation, even if it's not perfect, it reminded me of a military friend of mine who said he knew a DI drill instructor who said when the new recruits would come in and sort of lost and just said, don't just do something, stand there.
Yes, exactly. I
if
like
you don't
that.
Know what to do, don't move.
Really. We'll see. We thought that the veterans deal was dead. Apparently, they've gotten work done
made
on
some
that.
Some progress.
Yeah, they're saying significant progress.
Doubtful.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Well,
it's more than we had last week.
Well, it is, and that's you know, and we talked to Bill Flores about that, and I'd asked him what kind of a number he thought would be able to work, and apparently it's going to be $25 billion or something like that. So, let's see what else. A major court ruling on the Second Amendment, pretty much drowned out by all the weekend stuff that was going on. The U.S. Federal District Judge Frederick Scullin ruled that the District of Columbia ban on carrying handguns outside the home is unconstitutional. So there, he concluded that the Second Amendment gives people the right to carry a gun outside the home for self-defense. Three D.C. residents had filed a suit back in 2009 challenging the city's ban on carrying handguns outside your home.
But they'll make it so hard to get a gun or whatever that it won't matter anyway.
Well, at least that's what one judge has ruled, and we'll try to move forward from there, you know. So you had the story that Admiral McRaven may be in the running for the chancellorship at the University of Texas. This is the guy whose speech we ran a few months ago.
The Make Your Bed speech.
Yeah, the Make Your Bed speech. And been quoted a lot, and again, responsible for the SEAL team that basically killed Osama bin Laden and a lot of other stuff that he's done in his history. I don't know, but I'm thinking admirals of the Navy, I mean, they pretty much say that, you know, they give an order and they expect it to be followed. And I don't know that he would want to answer to a board of regents. You know what I'm saying? He's probably got a pretty good retirement package as an admiral.
More than likely.
He lives out in California, which is not Austin. And don't know. We'll see. He obviously would look good on the top of the masthead of the school, but or the system. But I don't know that he wants to put up with all the politics that goes on there too. We'll see how all that plays out. Now, we mentioned last week a thing that really is not a big deal, having to do with this this guy who was a lobbyist who they fined $10,000 because he did not register as a lobbyist in Austin. Now, what that's going to do is maybe make it uncomfortable for some people, because the reason he said he didn't have to register as a lobbyist was because he was a member of the media. So now, apparently, they're going to have to come up with some way to actually define who is a member of the media and who is not a member of the media. And I don't know if it means you're going to have to walk around with press credentials, and if you do, then that's fine, and you're not, you know, you're not a lobbyist. But this guy was actually acting as a lobbyist more than anything else. I'm trying to pull his name out of my head, and I can't. So let me go to the internet. Michael Quinn Sullivan is the guy's name. He was fined $10,000. And you may not have seen this, but there's a flamboyant African American county commissioner in Dallas who pretty much has been an activist for about 30 years. And Friday, he was arrested, taken out of the courthouse in handcuffs. Mm. $1.1 million in bribes he's taken, apparently, the feds say. Yeah. Always nice when you have a county commissioner leaving the courthouse in handcuffs. Good picture. Good picture. All right. 647.
For an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, you're invited to the Governor's Small Business Forum. Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the resources and valuable tools, skills, and knowledge to thrive in today's competitive entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum will feature discussions on a range of small business topics and networking opportunities with statewide business leaders. Go to cnve.tamu.edu for info and to register. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
You know, there are pieces of equipment at Super Slow that I have not used in the entire time I've been there. And the reason is that's not part of my customized program. You see, the first thing you do, you go in and you have a look and you try some of the machines out at Super Slow. And then Super Slow puts together a program that is just right for you. So as a result, there may be pieces of equipment that you don't use, but it's a program where you get the workout that you need. You start out by going a couple of times a week. It's about 25 minutes or less. It doesn't take much time at all. But you are able to build up your strength, your core muscles, and you feel better. You set an appointment just like you would for a doctor, but it's personalized for you. Give them a call at 693-6100. They're now in the West Building on the first floor, right there by the College Station Medical Center on Rock Prairie Road. The number to call again, 693-6100. For Super Slow Zone, minutes a week, in shape for life.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers. On Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When you say that a fellow has a lot of character in his face, you're really saying he looks like he's had a tough life. We have some trees that have a lot of character too, and most of their problems are genetically predetermined. There wasn't much any of us could do to avoid those problems ourselves, but we can avoid them with our trees. I'll be back with the trouble of fast-growing trees right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Fast-growing trees are the topic today, and there's not a one of them worth planting in Texas landscaping. To a tree, they're susceptible to some awful insect disease and cultural problems, some of the worst you could ever imagine. Their wood is brittle, their leaves scorch in the heat, and their roots sneak under our concrete. They're simply not good neighbors. They're also not good for the neighborhood. I've used a comparison before, so forgive me if you've heard it already, but you wouldn't buy a car simply because it goes fast. You want it to be durable. You don't want the doors to fly off at 65 miles an hour. Shade trees have their doors flying off. The real truth of the matter is that a quality adapted shade tree will grow at 2/3 the rate of a trashy fast-growing type. And that's fast enough, my friend. The difference is that the modern tree is going to survive for 100 years or longer, while the racehorse is checking out after only a few years. In the meantime, the moderate grower has also made a statement of beauty and value to its surroundings. We often move into a home and the trees are already there. We're reluctant to rip them out, no matter how bad they are. In the event that's your situation, I have some things to watch for with the fast-growing sorry dog trees of Texas. We'll start with fruitless mulberries. Actually, they're some of our better fast growers. They're still susceptible, though, to borers, summer heat stress, and related leaf drop, cotton root rot, and fungal leaf spot that causes defoliation. Life expectancy? Oh, I guess on average, probably 25 to 35 years. Some die a lot younger. Some will live a few years longer. Silver maples, these fast-growing relatives of some of America's finest trees, are susceptible to borers, cotton root rot, and extreme iron deficiency. Leaf drop is rampant when it turns hot and dry, and Texas droughts take a horrible toll on silver maples. Cottonwoods, poplars, and willows. They are fast-growing. Cotton root rot, cottonwood borers, galls with cottonwood's extreme summer leaf drop. Willows' average life expectancy probably 5 or 6 years. Arizona ash, it's borers and cotton root rot that are problems with them. And mimosas, it's mimosa webworm and cotton root rot and mushroom root rot. And iron deficiency in alkaline soils. Siberian elm, oh gosh, elm leaf beetle, cotton root rot, borers, vascular disease known as wetwood. Box elders have box elder bugs. Sycamore has anthracnose. Oh my, let's go for quality. I'm Neil Sperry. We'll tie landscaping to living spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. After winning the 400 hurdles on Saturday, Texas A&M's Shamir Little ran the final leg of the 4x400 relay as the Americans won the event for the seventh consecutive time at the World Juniors. It was the second gold medal in the IAAF World Championships for Little. She ran the opening leg of the relay, and the Americans claimed the victory. Texas A&M released its non-conference women's basketball schedule yesterday, which features games against 9 postseason teams from 2013-2014 schedule, including games against Duke, Texas, Washington, and the 2014 Sweet 16 rematch with DePaul. That opens the season. Reed Arena opens its doors for the first time on November 19th for a former Southwest Conference foe in Rice. That game opens a 5-game homestand that includes previously announced games against Duke, the Southland champ Northwestern State, the 2014 SWAC champ in Prairie View A&M, and the 2014 WBI participant McNeese State, also visiting during the homestand. On December 21st, the Aggs roll into the SEC Big 12 Challenge in North Little Rock, Arkansas, to take on Texas. On out of Major League Baseball, where Frank Thomas choked back tears, Joe Torre apologized for leaving people out of his speech, and Tony La Russa said he felt uneasy. Being enshrined in the Hall of Fame can have those effects, even on these big bruisers.
Frank Sr., I know you're watching and smiling from heaven. Without you, I know 100% I wouldn't be here in Cooperstown today. Thanks for pushing me and always preaching to me. You can be someone special if you really work at it. I took that to heart, Pops. Look at us today.
Frank Thomas, pitchers Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, and manager Bobby Cox, Joe Torre, and Tony La Russa were all inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. Brazos Valley Bombers jumped on the Texas Marshals early last night. Designated hitter Grady Caldwell thumped the 3-run shot, his first of the season, to put the Bombers on board early and in the first inning, and they never looked back, cruising to a 7-1 win. The Bombers, still holding on to first place in the league, will return home to Cellular Court Field tomorrow to face the second-place Victoria Generals. First pitch tomorrow night at 7:05. On out of the majors, where just like the Bombers, but in reverse, Miami's Garrett Jones crushed one deep to cap a three-run first inning. The Stros, however, responded fairly quickly, at least.
Altuve hits it high in the air and deep to left field. Going back on it is Yelich, still going back at the wall, looking up, and that ball hits over the wall. A home run for Jose Altuve, his fourth of the year, and the Astros are on the board. It's 3-1 Miami.
But the Miami Marlins coasted to a 4-1 win. Miami has won 7 of 8 and six to end a six-game skid. The Stros have lost 5 in a row and 8 of their last 10. The Astros will try and fix what's broke at home against the A's this evening at 7:05. The Rangers were tripped up in another blowout. Jason Jasso drove in 3 runs, and the Athletics beat Texas 9-3. Yanks head to Arlington tonight for a 7:05 first pitch. On out of the NFL, where Dez Bryant is going into the final season of his rookie contract with the potential of making some big dough. Bryant says that he, quote, can't be selfish by worrying about the new contract. This is the same player now who refused to carry Roy Williams' shoulder pads in his first training camp, and he harkens back to that, saying there will be no hazing of receivers in California. Instead, he's just focused on trying to win a championship.
I love this game. I want to play it till I can't play it no more. I don't nothing come before it. You know, I want to be great, you know, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do that. And I feel like you have to become a professional to do that. You know, I know a lot of those guys look up to me. You know, they'll expect me to do, you know, big things, and can't be out here doing crazy stuff. You know, I'm not a selfish guy. I want to be there for my teammates, and I want to win.
Game one for the Cowboys, September the 4th, as the 49ers head to Jerry World. In NASCAR racing, capturing his 5th Brickyard 400 victory title yesterday, Jeff Gordon looked like a driver he was 20 years ago when he captured his first. It's one of the biggest NASCAR races every year, and number 24 loved the fact that his family was actually there to see it.
I was trying so hard not to focus on the crowd. I was trying not to let it get to me, and you can't help it. It's such a big race, such an important victory. You know, you just, those emotions take over. Have my kids here. Oh, my God, there's nothing better than coming to victory lane, especially in one of the biggest races with your family here.
The win moved Gordon into a tie with Michael Schumacher, who has 5 Formula One victories over the famed Indianapolis Oval. We'll get a little more international as Pedro Morales scored a penalty kick in the 53rd minute to help the Vancouver Whitecaps tie FC Dallas 2-2 in soccer yesterday. And Vincenzo Nibali coasted to the Tour de France victory Sunday to become the first Sicilian to win cycling's greatest race since Marco Pantani did it in 98. Marcel Kittel of Germany won stage 21 in the sprint, with the overall winner being Nibali. He won by over 7 minutes, finishing 24 seconds behind the grand stage winner. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with 2 locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you'll have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
High temperature today, about 96 or so. We have a slight chance of showers, 20 or 30% all week long. It's 76 now. WTA.